Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. We just landed in South Bend, Indiana with our Coors Sports Topic Show for our Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. The Irish are on a roll. They're currently 6-1. They've got some big games coming, but so far it's been a pleasant segment with Coach Frank Pomerico. I'm calling him Coach, but he has coached before a long time. But, Frank, thank you for joining us. A big win this past weekend over Georgia Tech, 31-13, and the beat continues.
Coach, it was a great game. It was almost like a bowl atmosphere down there in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, a beautiful, gorgeous stadium. And James and I were talking about it. We wondering why Notre Dame wore the white pants instead of, their traditional gold. But they must have a reason. I didn't hear about it. James didn't either. So we're going to have to investigate that a little more. I don't know if we're in favor of those white pants. They need to have a stripe or two on the side, maybe. I don't know, Coach. But they want to make it a little bit different sometimes. And like I say, it was kind of a bowl atmosphere. Now, the game itself, it was really a pretty close game in the first half. It was 14-7. One thing to remember, though, as their top, one of their top rushers and their leading passer, a guy named King, was not in the game. He did not play. Coach, not only does he have those statistics to help the team, but he also has a tremendous leadership ability, and they missed that sorely. Zach Pryon didn't do too bad. I mean, he threw for 269 yards, but he didn't have quite the edge that King has as far as making things happen. I think it affected the team in some other ways, too, that a couple of field goals that were blocked, their special teams needed some work. Notre Dame had a couple of gadget plays on special teams they used that worked real well. So all in all, it was a competitive game in the first half. Second half, Notre Dame kind of pulled away, especially in the fourth quarter. But they had some missed field goals and that were pretty close. And they also had a chance to score another time that might have made the game a lot closer, but they didn't. And Notre Dame now goes to 6-1, and they are looking pretty good coming into the Navy game this year. This week in MetLife Stadium in New York, outside of New York City. So it sets the stage here. But in reviewing that game, Price had a great game. He ran for 69 yards. Leonard ran for 51, but more importantly, two touchdowns. And Love ran for 36 yards and one touchdown. The Irish ran for 168 yards. But the thing that was encouraging is Leonard threw, he was 20 for 29 for 203 yards and only one interception. He didn't throw a touchdown, but it was only one interception. So with that turnover, they were able to really dominate the game as far as the time they had on the clock. Coach, the time of possession, 35-plus minutes for Notre Dame versus 24 for Georgia Tech. When you have that kind of time difference, you know that one team is controlling the ball and controlling the game.
You're listening to our Notre Dame Football Report every Tuesday and Wednesday night, brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Well, Frank, now you move on. And before we get to your next opponent, Navy, what about the state of college football ranking and a lot of these upsets that are happening? Every Saturday, somebody's beating somebody they're not supposed to.
Coach, I tell you, you really have to have your head on a swivel and a couple of TVs going at the same time. Because when you see the kind of upsets that are happening, Alabama lost again. They're 5-2, and it was a very close game, but they lost. Iowa State is right up there at number 10 at 7-0. Clemson's hanging in there at 6-1. LSU at 6-1. But getting towards the top, Oregon beats Ohio State by a point, and they are number one now at 7-0. Georgia, they look tremendous this week at 6-1. And Penn State's looking strong at 6-0. Ohio State winds up at 5-1. But, Coach, what we're going to have here, and Texas lost that game as well, to Georgia. So now that they dropped to 5. But the way they have it set up is they're going to have the bye week for the playoff situation, which is all going to be decided somewhere around December 8th. But what they're going to have is the top four teams, in this case right this week, if it was to end today, you'd have Oregon, Georgia, Penn State, and Ohio State in the AP poll. And you would they would have a bye. And they would play the winners of ND Texas, BYU Miami, Iowa State Tennessee, Clemson LSU. The winner of those games would play the top four teams. And the way that it looks like they would be having it now would be Oregon and play the winner of Texas Notre Dame, Georgia, the winner of BYU Miami, Penn State, Iowa Tennessee, and Ohio State Clemson LSU. So there's a lot of things that are going to happen between now and December 8th. You have all those championship games and the leagues to go through, plus Notre Dame, and what their chances are as far as winning out. And coach, I was talking with James about this, and it looks like they have a 90% chance of beating Navy this week. I don't know if I tell Notre Dame players that, because Navy is 6-0 and they are looking good. They have Florida State, they have a 94% chance of beating them. University of Virginia, 92% chance. Army, an 84%. And USC, a 58%. And that's another team that's been disappointing, too. They lost a close game again this week. I think they lost by 1 point. It was a real barn burner of the game. But Notre Dame can't look at these accolades and look what people are saying, because James and I feel that once they start looking at this, they get a big head. They think they can throw the helmet on the field like they did against Northern Illinois, and all of a sudden, boom, you have a problem. Navy and Army, Tech, and SC are teams that they really have to look at. Florida State, again, their whole season is going to be playing Notre Dame. If they can beat Notre Dame on national TV, not very likely, coach. The last year, Florida State was 13-0, and they had a great year. This year, they're 1-5. I mean, how do you explain that? They lost a number of guys, I know that. But overall, they have a good coach, and he's struggling this year, and so is the team. So hopefully, a lot of these teams will be able to recharge themselves over the next couple of weeks and give Notre Dame the best effort they can. I know they will, because they're all going to be on national TV, and they're going to give Notre Dame their best shot. On the other hand, let's look at this week. We're playing against Notre Dame. That's going to be at noon on ESPN or ABC. That's Saturday, October 26th, Navy and Notre Dame. Notre Dame 6-1, Navy 6-0. And Blake Horvath is their top player, coach. He is a tremendous runner, and he also can throw the ball. He's their quarterback. He has 10 touchdowns throwing, and he has 10 touchdowns passing as well, passing and rushing. He has close to 20 touchdowns between the passing and the rushing. Coach, they have a misdirection type of offense, and when they do that out of that triple option, you never know who has the ball. Now, if you look at Navy's size and look at Notre Dame's size, Notre Dame is going to be much bigger. But you cannot put a value on the tenacity and the aggressiveness and the heart of the Navy and the Academy teams. They're going to go after you. They're going to be flying across the football field. They're going to be making tackles all over the place. Coach, these guys want to play. When they leave the academies, they're not going to go to the NFL. They're going to be in the service, and they're going to put in 5 years worth of service before they're eligible to leave. But they are young men that are smart. They are leaders of our country, and they are people that are going to compete. So Notre Dame just can't throw their hat on the field and think they're going to win. Notre Dame's going to be faster and bigger and probably better talented. But Navy has a desire and an inner spirit that you cannot match. They are really good kids, and they play well as a team.
Let me ask you this, Frank. Sometimes you play that in special locations. Where will this game be played?
The This is going to be played at MetLife Stadium where the Giants and the Jets play, Coach. It's a beautiful stadium. It's an NFL stadium. Notre Dame is playing in a number of NFL stadiums and also against Army in New York City in the Bronx. They're playing at Yankee Stadium in the Pinstripe, not in the Pinstripe Bowl, but in the Shamrock Bowl. And Notre Dame usually puts on a little different uniform for that game. So we'll see what happens. I hope it's not the white pants again. No, Coach. I hope it's something different. But this week they're going to play at MetLife Stadium at noon. And it should be on ABC or ESPN. You'll have to check your local listing. But it's going to be a great game and a great way to start off a Saturday full of football.
Well, Frank, I have to agree with you and James. I don't like those white pants either. And I don't know why they wear them either. Doesn't just fit the image of Notre Dame football. I'm not used to it, but maybe James can find that out for us next week and give us a report on that. He gets behind the scenes and maybe somebody will tell him.
Well, Coach, yeah, and the way these academies want to do this against Notre Dame is they want to shorten the game by running the ball and keeping Notre Dame's guessing on defense and keep them offense off the field. So they have a game plan they're going to use, and I'm sure they'll try to be very effective. I just don't know if they can stand against Notre Dame's strength and speed and athleticism. That's what James and I have been talking about. James likes their coach Brian Newberry. He's 11-7 in his second year with 7 offensive guys returning and 7 defensive guys. So James is a little concerned, as I am too, but Coach, if you're not concerned, you have a chance to get beat. If you are concerned, then you are focused, then your chances of getting, we should win. And the chances of us winning are going to be much greater if we understand and need to be focused, that's for sure.
Well, Frank, again, I want to thank you and James for joining us here with our Notre Dame football report. I know James will be nervous and you'll be nervous, but I'll be thinking of you. Just get your sleep the night before the game, and It will be a great game between two classy organizations and universities. So again, Frank, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. One thing I'd like to just mention, that the leaves and the trees out here are just spectacular. It seems like somebody's come down and painted them all, and it's given us a great fall. So with that, Coach, I'll let you go, and we'll talk to you next week.
Keep sending me the pictures, buddy. Keep sending me the pictures. Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. You can tell he's excited, and James is excited about this week's coming game against Navy. Excuse me. This segment weekly is brought to us by Station Casinos, SDN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Go to or visit, this is probably the best way, visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up, everyone. When we come back, yes, the basketball season is starting, and Coach Lindy LaRocque is going to be joining us. The UNLV women's basketball coach, wow, are they on a roll. They've been picked already to win the Mountain West Conference by the media at Media Day. So we'll find out from the coach about what she thinks about this coming year, and buckle up. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back.